This is the short of it. I'm Christy with Red Hat Chat. Hello, Patriots, and welcome to the Monday edition of the short of it. Let's get started by putting God first with a little good news from his word, Psalm 33:11. But the Lord's plans stand firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken. I want to start off the show with a huge shout out to all the Patriots that got out there this weekend and raised their voice. Patriots that got out there and showed that they reject the new normal, that they back the blue, that they are going to go to church, that they support President Trump and will be voting for him again in November, and that they love America. They got out there and they showed their patriotism. And that should give everyone hope, because even with all the chaos that we saw over the weekend too, this shows that patriots are strong and that we're not willing to let our country go without a fight. And if you want to show your patriotism and put actions behind your words, simple thing you can do is call the White House at 202-456-1111. Tell President Trump we don't want a national mask mandate. Tell him we do not want forced vaccines. Also, I have to share two events that I am super, super excited about. Oh my gosh. Okay, so Franklin Graham is having a prayer march on Saturday, September 26th here in D.C. It's going to extend 1.8 miles from the Lincoln Memorial to the Capitol Building. This will be amazing. You want to be a part of this. I don't care what God you pray to, but America needs prayer and you need to get your butts up here. And then in October, I believe the dates are the 2nd and the 3rd, there is a walk away event happening as well. And I would love to see a huge turnout for this too. My husband and I, we went to a big walk away march. I believe it was just over 2 years ago now. And it was just the most positive thing ever. These are the kind of events that you make time to come up here for. And no, I don't get any kickbacks from talking about either of these events. Come on, y'all. I'm a small little podcast. These are just things that I'm really passionate about. So speaking of all the exciting things coming up and just how interesting I'm sure the next couple of months would be, has really got me thinking about patriotism. Patriotism is defined as the quality of being patriotic, devotion to and vigorous support for one's country. I think now more than ever, it's really important that we show patriotism for our country. I understand patriotism can be kind of subjective. I read an article earlier that said you were unpatriotic if you didn't believe Dr. Fauci and you don't support Black Lives Matter. But the problem with that is we know that that's just a disguise. It's all a ruse. Fauci's been wrong from the beginning. Not only that, Black Lives Matter is a Marxist organization. So when you observe a group of people that are actively trying to destroy your country, when these experts and people make such crazy demands, like you can go to a casino, but you can't go to church, or their demands are defund the police, or else we're going to riot and loot and burn down your cities, that is not patriotism. No matter how right they think they are, this has all been tried before. And look at the result and think that you can make it work over here. That's insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again and hoping for a different outcome is the very definition of insanity. So don't ever let the left make you feel guilty and tell you you're unpatriotic because you don't believe with Black Lives Matter and the experts. Yeah, they have a different opinion than I do, but their opinion's been tried before in many other places and it's never worked. So we're not gonna copy and paste it over here and destroy the greatest country on earth because, oh my gosh, life isn't fair, which is almost what it boils down to. In America, everyone has equal opportunity. Has our past been perfect? Have we made mistakes? Absolutely. Is there still room to learn and grow? Yes. Of course, that we're not going to grow into something that is going to make us not America. We're not going to do it. And that's why we have to hold God and patriotism so close right now. We have to keep a focus. We have all these protesters walking through Georgetown this weekend. They weren't looting, thank God, or rioting, thank God, but they were making noise saying, wake up, wake up. You know what? That's fine. Peacefully protest. But you know what? Amidst all this chaos and violence, we have to stay focused on God and patriotism. What our mission is, and that is to preserve America for future generations. And there's so many different ways that we do that. But we all have to make sure from here on out to the election that we're doing something. Anything. But you have to actively participate. I don't care if you wear an American flag pin because you love your country. Wear it. Wear an American flag hat. It's a great way. If you don't want to wear a MAGA hat or a Trump shirt, then this is a great way to show, hey, I love my country. And it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. Man, if you're somebody, if you're a Democrat with some common sense thinking your party's gone crazy, I'm really sorry that it has, and you want to come over here and you want to walk away, then by all means, do it. Welcome you with open arms, even if we don't agree 100% on everything, because I tell you, not everybody on the right, not everyone that is conservative agrees 100% on everything. Keep focused. Show your patriotism. Show your love of country. Don't let the left take your voice, and don't let the left take your hope, because there is still hope. And make sure you vote for Trump in November. And that's the short of it. Just a couple of quick things before I head out. If you like what you hear and you would like to support our work, you can do that in two easy ways. The first way is just listen to the podcast. Yep, that's it. Just click listen and share. It doesn't cost you a dime. And if you would like to become a patron, just go to redhatchat.com and click the donate button at the top. Even $2 a month helps us grow our vision. Thanks, y'all. See you next time.